we're all familiar with the words of our sages, cited by Rashi in Vayikra 14:3, among other places, 14:4, I'm sorry, that the punishment of Saras is given to a person who slanders, who speaks Lashon Hara. This is a common theme in the words of Chazal, the words of the sages. And it shows up in many different places. This week's Parsha and next week's Parsha both discuss the halachos of one who has Saras, how he becomes Tomei, how he becomes Tohar, and all the different stages in between. Obviously, the Torah considers it quite an important aspect of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. It's dedicated to entire Parshios to this halacha. Well, I want to discuss that at this point, one particular aspect of the sin of the sin that brings about Saras. Rashi, in the same verse in which he mentions that Saras comes from Lashon Hara, mentions another reason for that, another sin that brings about the punishment of Saras. Rashi explains that a Sarah is made Tahar by bringing an eighth Erez Ve'ezov, a cedar wood stick and a hyssop stick. Rashi explains that the way a Metzora can heal himself is by lowering himself from his arrogance, like an Ezov, taking himself from the state of being like an Erez, a proud cedar, to a lowly hyssop, or a tolas, a string of tolas shani binds together, of red dye, wool dyed in red, binds together the Ezov and the Erez, the cedar and the hyssop. And that also hints that a person should lower himself, humble himself, like a talas, like a worm. And when he does so, he will be healed from Saras. This theme recurs in Chazal and the Gemara and Erechin, where it says that one of the reasons Saras can come is because of Gassus HaRuach, because of arrogance. Well, it looks outwardly as though there are contradictory statements. Is Saras caused by arrogance, or is it caused by slandering? However, in truth, there is no contradiction at all, because slandering is the act, the final act that brings about the punishment, but the root of it all is truly arrogance, as we find in the verse that discusses the slanderer, and the lashmi v'seiter ve'el osel asmith k'va'einayim v'rechav lezov. A person who slanders, Hashem will destroy. A person who is arrogant, Hashem will destroy. And the verse is clearly from the context discussing the same person and saying that the arrogance of the person brings him to slander. This might be what Chazal mean when they say that that Lashon Hara is worse than even the three cardinal sins, the three worst sins, the sins of killing, of Gilui Arayos, adultery, and of Shlichus Dam, of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, says that all those are described by the verse, by the term Gadol, large sins, but one who slanders or speaks Lashon Hara is described as Gedolos, Lashon Medaber Gedolos, greatest, and the point being that a person, upon feeling arrogant and feeling that he is great, will come to sin by slandering and putting down others. The point of slander is simply to drive down everyone around him so that he should stand out, so that the person who slanders will look greater in the eyes of people. It's to take down the other person, and it is only spoken by a person who feels arrogant and therefore wants to preserve and to greaten his own personal glory and honor. So the sin that brings the wrath, the root of the sin, is actually arrogance. Now, it's interesting to see that this turns up in a number of places, this theme of arrogance causing the sin and modesty taking away the punishment of a lashon of a tzaras. Turns up in a number of places in the verses that discuss tzaras. I wrote about this in the Parsha page for Tazria 5757, among other places. And what we'll discuss now is that we find the root of this really all the way back at the time of creation by the sin of the primeval serpent. Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in the Tanchuma and Parshas Metzora says, and other places, that the Nachash slandered Hashem, slandered God by saying that Hashem doesn't want anyone else to be godly, and that's why he told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadaat, from the tree of knowledge. That's what the serpent told Adam. Chazal say he was punished with tzaras because he slandered Hashem, and that is why we find that a snake has scratchy scales, reminiscent of the skin disease related to tzaras. This is the tzaras that the Nachash was punished with, Chazal say. Interestingly, Chazal tell us in Erechin that the Goyim come for seven different sins. The Goyim come for seven different sins, it says, that can bring about the Goyim. And Tzaraas is, of course, one of them. As we mentioned, Gassus HaRuach is arrogance, is another, I'm sorry, Lashon Hara slandering is one of them. Another one is arrogance, as we've mentioned. The others are killing, lying, swearing falsely, Gilui Arayis, adultery, Gassus HaRuach with arrogance, as we mentioned, theft, Tzaraas HaAyin, meaning miserliness, and those seven sins can bring about Megom. Although we know that the prime sin that brings it about is slandering, and the cause of the sin, the characteristic that brings that about is arrogance, the other sins are somehow related to arrogance as well. And in fact, the source of all those seven sins is the serpent. We find that the serpent sins with all those seven ways. Lashon Hara, as we mentioned, he slandered God. Shvichas Damim, he brought killing, death to the world. Shvur Shav, swearing falsely. Because I'll say, when a person doesn't behave the way that the Torah tells him to, it is a violation of an oath. Why? Because when a person is born and put into the world, Hashem makes his soul swear, his neshama swear, that he will keep the mitzvot of Hashem. And when Adam Rishon was created, they're similarly sworn to the word of Hashem, to keep the commandments of Hashem. And by not keeping the commandments that he was given, he violated the oath. The snake brought that about as well. Gilui Arayos, Chazal tell us that the snake wanted to perform adultery, wanted to sin with Chava, and that was why he tried to kill Adam. Gassus HaRuach, arrogance, which is the root of all of what the serpent did, which we'll discuss a little more in a minute. Gazel says, taking the fruit which is not his. Hashem gave to Adam all the fruits in the garden, except for the fruits of the Eitz Hadaat, and that was what he took. That was Gazel. Again, the serpent brought about Gazel. And finally, Tzaraas HaAyin, when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadaat, it says, he said, now that I'm going to die, I can't let anyone else live, and he therefore said from the Eitz Hadaat to every single creature in the world, in order to take away from them eternal life as well. All these seven sins are basically reflections of the sins of Adam HaRishon. And what the Gemara is telling us in Erechin is then that the sins of Adam HaRishon are brought about, the sins of Adam HaRishon are the sins that bring about the wrath. When a person, he knew the sin of Adam HaRishon by speaking to wrath, by acting in the way the Nachash did, and causing others to sin the way the other Marishon did, by being arrogant and bringing that all back, he will be punished with Tzaraas because he's bringing back the original sin. Well, now we see how significant Tzaraas is. Tzaraas is not just a skin disease, it's not just a tumor. Tzaraas is arousing the early sin of the serpent, the sin of Adam Arishon, the sin which we are living today to correct and the entire world has suffered from ever since. That is being reawakened in the person that has Tzaraas, and that's how he punishes Tzaraas. So, it's interesting to think of. That it's interesting to note that in the Pasuk, when it describes Tzaraas, it refers to Tzaraas as Tze'eis. Literally, Tze'eis means lifting up. And over here, it is trying to allude to us that Tzaraas comes about when a person lifts himself up arrogantly to a place where he does not belong. This is the Megala Mukas explains this and adds that the Pasuk which begins to teach us the laws of Tzaraas, tells us, Adam, kiyeh ba'or b'saro, if a person has in his skin, and the Pasuk continues and tells us the laws of Tzaraas, interestingly, the sophate tables, the last letters of the four consecutive words, Adam, kiyeh ba'or, spell out resh yud mem hey. Or Rima, Rima meaning maggots, and he explains, the Megala Amukas explains, that this is because the Pasuk wants to allude to the way that we can heal Tzaraas, can be healed when a person remembers what the Mishnah tells us, Ma'od Ma'od Hebe Shfal Ruach Shetikvos Tikvas Enosh Rima. It's very, very important to be modest, because the hope of mankind, meaning the end of all mankind, is Rima, Sof Adam Lamus, as it says. The end of mankind is to be eaten by Rima. The way that a person can heal his Tzaraas is by remembering this Mishnah, which teaches us that it's very important for a person to remain modest, and to the way that they does that is by remembering Tiklas Enosh Rima, that at the end the person's going to die, and that he might as well make the best he can of what he has on this world by performing the mitzvahs using the opportunity that he has been given, by helping others, by trying to know Hashem's ways and to learn Hashem's ways. It's interesting that the Mishnah repeats it's very, very important for a person to learn this lesson. And the Ramban and Shimona Prakim and elsewhere tells us that this is the only time where we find that Chazal tell us a person should not follow the golden middle path and not swerve to either side too far, but a person should be overly modest, because arrogance is such an awful characteristic and a trait that can bring about all the sins, as we find that that was the sin that brought about the death and the world as we know it, the sin of the serpent, as we explained. This is the ultimate sin, the ultimate root of sin, and the Pasuk is hinting to us, Adam Kiyeh Ba'ar, with the last letters of the word spelling out Rima, to tell us that if a person remembers that the end of the person is going to be Rima, then he will solve his whatever Yetzer Hara he has for arrogance. He will be able to cure his Tzaraas and cure the trait that lies behind it, the trait of arrogance, by being able to lower himself and to put himself in the proper position to perform the mitzvahs of Hashem and to become closer to Hashem and love Hashem. Thank you very much, and wish everybody a wonderful week. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be back next week. The subjects of our shiurim are posted. Well, we are not talking about eating chametz on Pesach. This isn't the halacha shiur right now. But next week we will be talking about the Haggadah. We'll be having a fascinating presentation by Rabbi Yisrael Shor, based on the Malbim Haggadah, in which he will show the underlying pattern behind the entire Haggadah, piece by piece, and how everything fits in to one overall pattern. Really an amazing subject. I also hope to be giving a parsha share for 15 minutes next week. I thank everyone for joining us, and once again, wish you a Shavua Tov.